This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Brian Baker. Episode number 1625 is here. We're talking today about Coca-Cola in Australia.
This episode is brought to you by
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Coca-Cola Australia is set to reveal the new recipe for Coke No Sugar, Coke No Sugar, in the company's push to make zero sugar beverages that taste just like Coke Classic. Coca-Cola Australia said the launches are part of Coca-Cola Australia's strategy to grow its portfolio of varied brands to meet the different expectations and needs of consumers, including entertaining at home, catching up virtually, or going out with friends. Coca-Cola Amatil is one of only six Coca-Cola bottlers worldwide, and is the largest company that manufactures non-alcoholic beverages in the Pacific region, with 9 manufacturing facilities and 18 storage facilities across Australia. Coca-Cola Amatil is focused on the Asia-Pacific region, while the European Partners Group was formed in 2016 following a merger between the Coca-Cola Company's 3 Western European bottlers. Coca-Cola Amatil built its Eastern Creek plant as part of Project Zero, a long-term investment program that the company has undertaken on infrastructure projects throughout Australia and New Zealand. Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners Supply Chain Manager in Australia, Linda Leo, who has been at the company for 18 years, said the Coca-Cola Qdale production plant has grown substantially over the years and is an essential part of the national operations of Coke. About 50 trucks came and went daily from Coca-Cola Qdale production, dispensing the majority of products available for sale here in WA, including the popular Coke No Sugar, along with Mount Franklin, Kirk's, Fanta, Cascade, Pump, Mother, Deep Spring, Never Fail, and Sprite. From 2006 to 2011, CCA had a joint venture with SabMiller for distribution of their beverages throughout Australia. CCA's diverse portfolio included sparkling water, spring water, sports drinks and energy drinks, fruit juices, iced teas, flavored milks, coffee, tea, and alcoholic beverages. Coca-Cola Amatil Limited, through its subsidiaries, is engaged in manufacturing, distribution and marketing carbonated soft drinks, still and mineral waters, fruit juices, coffee, and other non-alcoholic beverages. The non-alcoholic beverages business operates a franchise to produce and distribute products under the Coke brand, with franchises in Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Samoa, Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. CCA operates in 6 countries: Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Fiji, and Samoa. Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Samoa. The company's Australian roots go back to 1904, when it was called British Tobacco. In 1938, the first Australian bottling facility began operations, with a number of factories operating across Australia the following year. Sales were slow at first, because Coke was unknown to most Australians, but Coke became more popular in Australia after the Second World War, due to the usage by visiting American servicemen. Australia, one day Coca-Cola Amatil was in the news for speculation that it would purchase the sold-off Asahi brand, the next it was itself targeted in an acquisition bid. The confirmation comes weeks after the revelation that the popular Starburst lolly was being discontinued. Mars Wrigley said that, having reviewed all options, they had made a tough decision to stop selling the brand in Australia as of June. The withdrawal has caused anger on social media, with one user tweeting, "But Lift, the much-loved soda, is far superior to Sprite." While the beverage will be removed from Australian grocery stores, it will continue to be available post-mix at fast food outlets, and it will continue to be sold by the bottle in New Zealand. The popular Lift soda will be removed from supermarket shelves, replaced by an alternative that provides caffeine. popular soft drink Lift, a classic staple of many Australian households, is being wiped from supermarket shelves over the next few weeks. The breakup by TikToker confirmed it would be discontinued 2 months ago, much to the horror of its Australian followers. It made a tan-colored fizzy beverage in factories around Australia, and bottled it to sell at outlets ranging from supermarkets through to movie theaters. Over the years, as it has struggled to diversify away from its sugar-laden roots, CCA has also bought shares in other local companies, like Made Group, which makes coconut water and yogurt. Given CCA controls a number of Australian-only brands like Made Group's portfolio, it will be interesting to see what CCEP can do with these assets. Post-acquisition. Meanwhile, Coke Europe Partners is set to be renamed Coke Euro-Pacific Partners Acquisition, in a move designed to reflect the significantly increased footprint of the new entity, which is consolidating territories throughout Europe with CC's Oceanic and Indonesian markets. The remainder of the branding evolution is set to follow, rolling out worldwide through 2021 and 2022. Led by Coke Without Sugar, a new look package design will appear on all Coke trademark packs across Coke Australia, including Coke Classic and Coke Diet Coke, through 2021. We are continuously changing our portfolio across Australia, from cutting the sugar content of our beverages, to bringing new and innovative products to the market. Robert Priest, Vice President of Coke in the South Pacific, said Topo Chico mineral water would attract drinkers looking for something new and refreshing to enjoy during fun times over the summer, be it virtually or in person. Shane Wycott, of Coca-Cola Australia's Memorabilia Collectors Club, hopes that they will continue to enjoy good local relationships with the European company in order to host events approved by the locals.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1625. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.